Today, we're finally going to sit down and talk about Master Collegian's Book of Set, which, if I'm correct, was his final book.
Yes, Sensei.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Hi, and welcome to the show. I'm Sensei Michelle.
I'm Sensei Jackie.
I'm Sensei Jim.
And I'm Sensei Tracy.
And we are
The Book Guru.
And so we got this book read and we are ready to discuss. At least I think we are. Are we?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to start out with a few caveats. This way you'll know like how we're coming at the book. Number one, we love Master Collegian. So yes. Clearly we're biased.
Absolutely.
We are.
As it should be.
That's the absolutely first thing that needed to be said. Secondly, Sensei Tracy worked as an editor and I would say co-conspirator on this book.
I would definitely agree. This was a very interesting book. It was the most interesting book to do because it was the book in which I toyed with the least. In other books, I tried to make sure grammatically things were correct and that things were very clear and readable. And this book was really all Master Collegian, and either you get it or you don't get it. And in most cases, you probably don't get it, and that's okay. He had to have something that was in his words the way he wanted it to be. And it took us a lot of books to get to the point where we were both able to come together and have him put these words out.
And we are going to spend some more time on the get it or don't get it part of this book a little bit later in the show, correct?
Yes.
Actually, my last caveat was, to me, it was a lot like going back in time and sitting with him. Yes. And hearing him talk.
Yes, his voice came through loud and clear with every single thing that you read.
Totally.
Agreed.
Okay, so on that note, about halfway through the book, I got to thinking, what would it be like for a person to read this book who didn't spend that last 20 years with Master Collegian? We're going to say from the late 90s up through about 2015, 2016, somewhere in there. And one person I know who fits that is Sensei Jay. Sensei Jay did train with Master Collegian. He was a direct student of Master Collegian's for about 20 years.
Wow.
But not in this millennia. And therefore, he wasn't there when Master Collegian was going through this set of changes, as we all do, grow and change with karate.
Yes.
Having said that, Sensei Jay sat down and read the book. And here is what he told me. First off, he called it a masterful book, which is very kind.
Yes.
And then he said, it's very difficult to digest it when you first read it. And the more you read it, it makes more sense. And we all agree to that.
Yes.
And then he said, it would really be a good project to work in like a book club or even a teacher with their students to read passages and then discuss them so that everybody could learn rather than just trying to take it all in for yourself. Now, I thought that was interesting.
I do, too, because it would be especially good to take it in parts. Not try to assimilate the whole concept at one time.
And I also think it speaks to being in a dojo as opposed to learning from just watching videos. When you're in a three-dimensional situation with live bodies and the energy and all the thoughts and all the concepts are coming together, that's a real learning process.
Absolutely.
So his final word was, I thought that it seemed like a guide for a karate career.
I think that's really a good way to put it because this is Sensei's career.
Yes.
This was his life. And it's very few words to encapsulate everything that was him, but that is what he tried to do here.
Exactly.
It's funny, Sensei Tracy, because this note that I wrote was that this was the story that Master Collegian told about himself.
Yes.
And it's using his words, and it didn't matter who did or didn't understand him.
Right. Right.
But then again, if you spent 5 minutes with him, you know that's true. Okay. So normally when we do book episodes, we do dislikes, likes, quotes. That's our pattern. But we're not really going to be able to fit into an easy pattern today, are we?
No.
It's really going to be tricky. So why don't we start out with, how do you reckon the concept that some of it is really difficult to understand if you were not actually with him? And we highly recommend this book. I'm going to say that over the span of history, it will be compared to the Book of Five Rings.
Okay, that's fair.
I agree.
Because it is exactly like that. The Book of Five Rings is told in the voice of that man at that time, and this book is told from the experience of this man at this time.
Right.
And so there are it's not really parables. What would you call them? There are little
lessons.
He would have called them gems or pearls.
He actually wanted to title the book Martial Arts Pearls.
Ah.
So there was a lot of going back and forth of the title. And he ended up with this title because of he wanted to show the way it worked as a set of gears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the illustrations that are on different pages of the book are of gears.
Okay.
That it works in unison. If you have all of these elements together, then it would work the way a gear works.
So let's drop back and explain the title.
Okay.
You want to take that?
So set, the S stands for strengths, the E stands for elements, and the T stands for technology.
Yes. So we can't possibly sit here and explain the whole book, but we will say a couple of strengths might be physical strength, strength of mind, even technology, but also wisdom.
Right.
And some of the elements that Master Collegian, well, he loved his elements. You take that one, Sensei Tracy. Just name a couple.
No, oh, sure. Earth and fire, and wind.
And I've done entire shows on all of these things.
Yes.
So we'll tag some of them into the show notes. And then technology, you want to tackle that?
Technology would be what you learn in the dojo that is directly used to save your life. I think that it's funny because even though I know it's strength, elements, and technology, the E also seems to come to me as energy. Because
that's nice.
With that, all of these cogs and gears work together to make the person use the elements in their everyday life and take elements from their everyday life and use them as earth, wind, fire, and water. It's an amazing back and forth, sort of like an infinity loop of what's going on.
I'm going to tag into what you said a minute ago about technology because you were absolutely on target. Can't we say that is something you've repeated thousands of times?
Oh, yes.
Technology, yes.
Absolutely.
And that it's also coupled in Master Collegian's thought pattern with wisdom, because he coupled those things together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And wisdom is obviously a product of experience.
Right.
That's right.
So it's a complicated thing going in. Now, with Sensei Tracy's permission, and I'm sure you're going to say this is okay, we will open up a page of the book where you see the cogs.
Okay.
Fitting together, just a random page. So you can see what we're saying about that. They kind of work like gears in cars before they were computerized.
Right.
Right.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
Especially if you had a standard shift
right.
car. Okay. So that's where we are with that. And that's just the title, folks. And we're already halfway in. Holy cow. We definitely want to leave time for quotes at the end. So does anybody have anything in dislikes they want to bring up?
The only thing that I would say is that sometimes you need an interpreter to understand what Master Collegian was saying. Someone who knew him well and who was able to decipher from his phraseology to what everyone else would understand.
Which speaks to what Jay said about it would work good in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So some of you guys are going to get together on Zoom, buy this book. Get together on Zoom, talk, mm-hmm. and be better for having done that.
Yes. Plus, it's so easy to buy the book.
Okay, take it away.
You can get it on Amazon.
Yes, you can.
The easiest place to buy a book these days.
So what are they going to write? Are they going to write the book of capital S period, capital E period, capital T period?
Yes, they can write that. They probably would get a quicker result with typing in Sensei's name, Joseph Collegian.
Okay, so we're going to spell Collegian for you.
K-E-L-L-J-C-H-I-A-N.
Dun, 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 dun. And I'm going to add one thing to the dislikes, but it's no surprise because he and I discussed it often.
Hmm.
He was a plain spoken person. He told you what he thought. And sometimes in life and sometimes in the book, I would get the feeling like I was being scolded. Do this, Michelle. And I was like, okay, lighten up, dude. So I think you should prepare for that if you're going to read the book. I've noticed this in other karate books. I've brought it up before in other books. So it's not really an unusual thing for a master level black belt to be seriously opinionated and tell you that.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I wonder if we're that. Let's stop that.
I think we are.
She finishes with an opinion.
That's right.
I think it's just that these things are very important to him and he wanted to convey to you. And it may have come across as scolding because he may not have thought you were getting the lesson completely. So he really thought this was important.
That's one of the things that was the beauty of Sensei as well, is though, even though he had these very strong opinions, they were like in concrete, he still would listen with an open mind if you had a differing opinion.
Yes,
and I saw him change his mind. Mm-hmm. Not frequently, but it happened. If yeah. you were able to make your case in a way that made sense to him.
Yes.
And that his message of what martial arts is transcended his words.
Yes.
So it was so far beyond anything that anyone could say.
Or even if he didn't really agree with you, he would let you continue to have your view. It's not like my way or the highway in your viewpoint. Because right. we had discussions for 10 years of our relationship, the last 10 years of our relationship, where I had an opinion that wasn't exactly like his. And he would look at it and he would say, okay, I could see how that works for you. And then we would just move on. So the point of the story is, I can hear his voice in the book scolding me, and it's kind of bittersweet. Mm-hmm. It's certainly sweet, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. Okay, let's move on. We had a lot of likes, did yes. we not?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you tell me one, Jim?
Well, what I liked about this book was the way it just brought together all the lessons I had from him over a span of about 20 years and kind of tied them all together into what a martial artist should be.
I agree. I would call this the treatise at the end of his career.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. It just really brought together a lot of the ideas that you heard over decades and decades of sitting with him in any situation.
And I loved that the elements and daily life were brought together so clearly.
Us.
I love that it breaks all of the rules of writing and it just, just is, you know.
I love that she went with the editorial view, like the book writer's viewpoint, because Sensei Tracy is a book writer, and you can find her books also on Amazon.
That's true.
And the spelling of your name, if they want to search, is?
B-R-O-U-S-S-A-R-D.
And just for the record, Tracy is T-R-A-C-E-Y.
Right on. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to push a little bit. Before we start doing the quotes, I don't even know if you guys remember this, but how much did you love reading through those first two or three pages of all the black belts that have come through Master Collegian, whether directly or indirectly?
That's great.
Very cool.
The kids and the grandkids.
I kept going, oh,
I'd forgotten.
I forgot about him or her.
Right.
Did you know the exact number?
No, not off the top of my head. I mean, I did back then, but not now.
It was lots, people. Mm-hmm. I'm sure well over 100.
Yeah.
So it's a very cool little section that, again, make you want to go buy that book. So let's get into quotes. And we, I think, are going to start with you, Sensei Jim. First off, can we all say there were so many quotable quotes in this book. I could just read every single, there's something on every page three times.
Yes.
But having said that, which one did you pick, Sensei Jim?
I picked one about the elements. When the elements unite perfectly in kata, beauty and death become visible in the eyes of the novice.
Ooh. Okay, anybody going to start?
It reminds me of when they talked about the dance, the kata, the dance, and that people can see what is going on, the audience can see.
So I think historically it went something like this, but I didn't look up the quote. When you become proficient at your kata, you enter the dance and you can see your opponents. Thousands upon thousands of repetitions later, you leave the dance and others then can see the opponent. And that is a beautiful, beautiful visual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And he made it more complicated in a sense by adding the fact that you need to have soft and hard. So
yes.
That's part of the elements. You right. need to have strength and exactness. So that's part of your strengths and your technology. When all these things come together, he said, that's just.
Also the fact that you need to not just be able to kill, you need to be able to do it beautifully.
Yes.
That was the key. And he used to say that all the time. And it surprised me because I don't think it's in this book. Anyone can learn how to kill, but not anyone can learn how to kill beautifully.
Yes.
So that's also cool. Okay.
I think I take the next quote, Sensei. If the technician is relaxed, emotions do not enter the fight.
Ooh. So important. You don't want to fight from emotion.
Can we just go with the motion of anger? Because that's a fun one to play with.
Yes.
And the term blind anger.
Yeah, yep. Blind anger.
Blind rage, blind anger, right? Yes.
It's just an easy one for a person to understand. If you're listening to this, you're like, I don't really understand. But we were just saying this in the dojo on Thursday night for some reason. So we just did a podcast on Chojin Miyagi.
Oh.
And can you repeat that quote that we got from Chojin Miyagi? It's similar to this.
Yes. If the fist is lifted, withdraw your temper. If the temper is lifted, withdraw your fist.
Love it.
That's nice too, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to add one thing to what you guys are talking about with the emotions and say, I think for modern people, that is one of the most challenging things to compartmentalize emotion and stay even. Do you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Very.
Just watch Drivers.
Good point.
Yes. And obviously, it's merely a matter of trying to repeat what you need to do in order to compartmentalize to get to a greater accomplishment, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's so hard to do.
Because you're certainly not going to take emotion out of the life. What kind of life would that be? Ooh, without any segue at all, I'm going to jump to mine because I love it. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Being loyal to yourself is doing what you say you will. Keep your promises, seldom lie, and most of all, do not lie to yourself.
Love.
I know, it's so heavy. That's why I love it.
So heavy and so understandable and so difficult.
And I know how it segues to the other one. The challenge is shockingly big.
Right.
Yes.
It's a sign of maturity when you get to the point where you're not lying to yourself.
Also, your mind is a trickster. Really, that piece of pie.
It got your name on it.
Don't you know that if you eat pie by the refrigerator light, there are no calories?
Exactly.
Or how about one that's a little bit more subversive? They didn't call back because they're mad at me. And out of nowhere, instead of the technology let me down or they're really busy or hurt somewhere. But right away, the mind goes to the personal emotion. It's right. Hilarious.
That's true.
Okay, Sensei Tracy, wrap it up.
A true martial artist's path requires confidence, combative technology, and strength of the mind and body. Left behind are fear, intimidation, and ego.
Every time we heard a quote, we did the, how do we start to talk about that? First off, that's Sensei all the way right there.
Sure is.
And I'm just going to jump on the fear word. He says left behind, and I say put in a box because maybe it's going to come back and visit you later.
Right.
It's so hard to leave the fear behind, even to put it in the box, because you have to consciously move it from one part to the other.
In a very quick millisecond.
Right. That's right.
But what I love about this is that it's a lifelong challenge in 25 words.
Right.
Something to practice every day.
Yes, absolutely.
And it also works two ways. So left behind are fear, intimidation, and ego. So intimidation, you intimidating other people because you're a martial artist and you know you can kick someone's butt, or vice versa, leaving behind the fact that they could intimidate you potentially.
Right.
And exactly. Not playing into that.
So which element do you pick at which time?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And by which element do you pick? You mean, do I come forward with a little bit of compassion, a little bit of humor? Do I stand my ground and say, now this is it? So it's a very, very tricky business. If you're listening to this podcast and you have no martial arts background, I suggest you reach out and we will talk to you a little bit. Is that fair enough?
Absolutely.
We'd love to.
Because a person who isn't a martial artist can still understand the concept of self-improvement and not being afraid in life and even having more control over your own destiny. That is open to the entire world. Of course, we always suggest you find a dojo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Master Collegian used to say, any dojo is better than no dojo.
That's correct.
So, Sensei Tracy, I want you to read that one more time for the audience, because now that we've discussed it, let them hear it one more time, and then we'll see if there's something else we want to add. Fair enough?
Yes. A true martial artist's path requires confidence, combative technology, and strength of the mind and body. Left behind are fear, intimidation, and ego.
Yeah, that says it right there.
Exclamation point.
There are parts in this book where he talks about building the ego in a student and then dissolving the ego and leaving it behind. So there's several parts actually where he talks about that, which I like.
And in life, that's what happens to you. You, when you're a child, if you're raised by parents who believe in you, then you have a nice, strong sense of self by your teenage years.
Yes.
And then life comes in and says, yes, you are great, but look at all these things you can improve. You find that balance. Right. So the dojo works like a little mini
microcosm of life.
Thank you. I'm glad you put microcosm in for me.
Right.
Now, we're going to finish this with Sensei Tracy sharing one or 12 thoughts about what was it like trying to put this puppy together? Now, this was not your first project with Master
Creation. No, this was not. This was maybe the fifth or sixth project. I'm not sure.
And a lot of the books are there on Amazon.
They are.
The Choke Book is there. One Woman Every Minute is there.
Great Prevention. Yes.
Yeah.
365 Days of the Warrior.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So you can look them all up. But this one was different, I believe.
Yeah. At this point, I was tired and there was no fight left in me for the words, for the grammar, for the things I had been taught in my writing program, that this is how a book should be written. I was told by my mentor, there are no rules in English that as long you can do anything you want as long as you do it well. And so I had to translate that here to mean this is Sensei's voice. And whether you think it's done well or not, and you want to argue, that's okay, because this had to be him. At this point, it had to be just his core, and that's it.
I can totally see that conversation happening, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so impressed at your patience, Sensei Tracy.
Oh, thank you.
But what about the actual design of the book?
It's all Sensei as well. He drew the cover, he drew the gears, and put it all together.
Wow.
At this point, we had no graphic artist, and we did not have the availability as we do now with the internet to find people easily. So this is the most poor graphics in a sense, because we did not have the person to be able to put it together in a way that would just be more pleasing to the eye. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does make sense, but I'm going to say to you, first off, when you take a look at some of the graphics in this book, especially the cover, you're going to say, from somebody who has no artistic training, this is amazing. But even the pages that are red, which are the pages that are graphic, which we'll take one and show you on Instagram and Twitter, the layout of the way the information is given, very bullet point clarity. It's really well done.
This is more like an old school textbook when you think about it, the way it's laid out.
Yeah.
You know, you're in third grade, you turn the pages and it's just laid out in this very clean, no nonsense manner.
I like that.
That was fun listening to how you know, can't you picture them in there doing it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we have to close up, but not before we do our business. How do they get in touch? Wildcat Dojo all over the web. I'm going to try this, Sensei Jackie. But on Instagram, we're Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
That's right.
I got one. We also have one sponsor, which is Honor Athletics.
Of course.
And you can reach her at honorathletics.com. Or at 945-770-5150. I got that one too. And finally, you can just directly help us out by sponsoring us with cash. There's a link about 3/4 of the way down the show notes. Click it. If you can, it's always appreciated. You get a personal note from me. I don't know what it's worth, but you do. I give you a little thank you note. So thanks for even considering it, folks. We decided a long time ago we're not going to go around and do thank yous, because you guys are awesome. Everybody loves when we get together. It's not often enough, but we're going to do another book soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Great. So let's start goodbye, Sensei Tracy.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
See you next week, everybody.
And I'm signing us off.
Thanks for being here. Hope you join us again next week on Wildcat Dojo Conversations.